With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Jason Epstein got into publishing by accident. It was 1950. Epstein had just graduated from Columbia.
I found myself with an apartment that I'd rented for the summer with some friends, all of whom left, and left me with the bill for it. And I had nowhere to pay for that. So I said, I think I'll go to work.
Jason Epstein didn't really know what work was, but he did know a little bit about books.
Someone suggested I could be a publisher. I didn't quite know what that meant. But I looked in the yellow pages under publishers and started out with one that began with A, Apple and Century, and went all the way back down to Viking.
Epstein landed a job as a trainee at Doubleday and later joined Random House, where he's now vice president and editorial director. Along the way, Epstein founded a line of quality paperbacks called Anchor Books, a book club, and a line of children's books.
But I found that I did most of these things really to please myself, to provide myself with the books I wanted and the kind of book review I wanted.
The book review he wanted was the New York Review of Books, which made its debut in 1963 during a newspaper strike.
And we sort of put it together on the dining room table. I asked a lot of friends if they'd write reviews for it. And my wife Barbara went out and sold the ads.
Jacob Epstein's latest project is The Reader's Catalog, an oversized annotated paperback listing some 40,000 of the best books in print.
We try to imagine this catalog as the equivalent of a knowledgeable and friendly clerk at your elbow explaining what these books are, showing you excerpts from them.
Readers can order books listed in the Reader's Catalog by calling an 800 number, by mail, or through their local bookstores. The Reader's Catalog, an amazing resource, and it's like holding a bookstore in your hands. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Jason Epstein, editorial director of Random House, launched his career in the 1950s, there were several hundred independent bookstores across the country run by people who cared about books.
Some people in this country who live near the handful of first-rate independent bookstores know what it's like to walk into a bookstore that has everything that you could possibly want and much else beside. It's a thrilling experience.
For the most part, Jason Epstein says, the day of the independent bookseller is over.
But now there are relatively few of these independent bookstores in the country. What there are instead is a lot of chain bookstores, mostly in shopping malls. I mean, they tend to sell mostly bestsellers.
The chain bookstores function like fast food outlets with a limited menu. So Jason Epstein decided to publish a catalog of the best books in print and make those books available by mail or through an 800 phone number.
Well, we try to organize it exactly like a bookstore, with 208 categories, or as they would be in a bookstore, 208 departments, covering all the fields of human knowledge and entertainment.
There has been mixed reaction among booksellers to Jason Epstein's The Reader's Catalog.
Some booksellers see it as competitive. Most booksellers see it as a stimulus.
There are shipping and handling charges when ordering books in the catalog by phone or mail.
I did not want to discount any of the prices in this catalog because I do not want to compete that way with retail bookstores. I want to do everything I can to support retail bookstores.
The Reader's Catalog was published by Jason Epstein, edited by Jeffrey O'Brien, and distributed by Random House. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The vice president and editorial director of Random House is Jason Epstein, with nearly 40 years in the field. Epstein thinks publishing is a business in crisis because of a preoccupation with bestsellers.
The authors of these bestsellers, whose names are known in the shopping malls, who are in effect brand names, can really name their price.
But it's not unusual that a book a publisher hoped would be a bestseller flops.
Then the publisher is left not only with a huge unearned advance, but with massive amounts of inventory.
To satisfy the voracious appetite of the chain bookstores for bestsellers, the publishers are forced to print vastly more copies of books than they can ever hope to sell. For example, Jason Epstein says, to sell 800,000 copies of a book, a publisher may have to ship 1 million or more copies and wind up with 200,000 or 300,000 unsold copies.
That's horrendous. If you can picture what 200,000 books looks like, would fill an ocean liner.
Because the chain bookstores are selling bestsellers at the expense of thousands of other worthwhile books that may never make the charts, Jason Epstein came up with The Reader's Catalog. About the size of the telephone book, The Reader's Catalog lists some 400,000 books in print that can be ordered by phone or mail.
By the time the catalog is, say, 10% different from what it is now, and that may be a year or 14 months from now, we'll print a new edition.
Jason Epstein is like many in the publishing world, people who entered it knowing its uncertainties and low pay.
You don't go into it to make money. You go into it for other reasons, because you care about books, because you think books are the most important thing in the world.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.